Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy with Nicole. I am Nicole Tomasini, and I'm calling in from New York City, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, Diane Mallett, who is in Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Di. Sorry for the confusion. I was trying to Skype myself in so that I could play this video. We might have to, see what we can do about that. But how are you? Are you there? Oh, sorry. I have to. There you are. Hello.
Hi. Did you have me muted?
Yeah, I was trying to push all the buttons, and I forgot to push your button. So everyone's buttons are pushed now, and we can go into navigating emotions. But before we get into that, I just have two announcements. One is, if you're looking to give this holiday season to people who are in need, we here at Here Be Monsters have joined up forces with a group called Frontline Holiday. You can look them up on Facebook. They also have a website, a Frontline Holiday, which is helping people in need all around our country. We actually did a special series on Saturday, a Saturday show about talking with people who are helping their community. Some have been hit by tornadoes. Some are just really low income, and the things that they need most are for children, children's clothes, children's toys, also food and household cleaning supplies. So go on to Frontline Holiday, and if you don't have a group you're already giving to, this is a wonderful organization, wonderful people. We spent time with them, and it will be a great help to our brothers and sisters, especially in the South. So there's that. Also, Diane and I are giving a special, a 20-minute free reading or session, whatever you want to call it, via Skype or phone, whatever you like. If you call in or even in the chat room, leave us your email or write us a message on our Facebook page, Spirit Therapy with Nicole, and we will honor it all year long. And we can set up a time and see what we can do for you. You can either be just spirit therapy with me, or you can have a tarot card reading with Diane, or a combination of both, whatever you like. So that's our gift to our listeners and for our community. So there you go. And let me just get myself with my notes ready to go. Also, please call in. We always love to hear from our listeners, and so that we can deal with real life issues and help you through your journey. That's what we're here for. We're working on it all the time, being the best that we can be and the happiest we can be. So if we can help you along, give you a little nugget of goodness that will carry you, it's the best gift for us, and we hope to be able to help you. So, and also you can type in the chat room, ask some questions if you don't want to be known specifically. So, all right, how is that? Good? Everybody knows what's happening?
Everything to begin with. And we'll put those links you're going to put those links as far as the donations and things like that. You'll put them on our Facebook page and stuff?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. And I will type them in a minute. I'm wondering how we're going to be able to play our thing, our Abraham thing, but whatever, we'll figure it out. So, navigating emotions. Emotions are always happening if you're human. So, where do emotions come from? Emotions can come from four different places. Two are within you, and two are outside of you. So the most important and the thing that we're going to talk the most about today is your thoughts. Oh, Trisha just said that we don't have a chat room. Chat room's up. What does she mean?
Pressure page.
Ah, okay. I'll do that.
Sometimes that happens to me.
Ah, okay. Yeah, a little glitchy today. Usually you can always just call in there. Refreshed. All right. So, emotions come from four places. First, you have a thought, and that thought produces an emotion. Second, you get a feeling that are not attached to any thought, and you spend time figuring out where these thoughts are coming from. And then the third and the fourth are outside of yourself. The third is you're picking up on something that someone else is feeling. That means you're empathic or intuitive or sensitive. A lot of people these days don't know that they are sensitive and that they are picking up on other people's emotions and feelings. And also you can read, you know, but you're reading and you might not know that you're reading someone else and then you're feeling these feelings. And then the fourth one is you're feeling the earth global consciousness or the cosmic influences. A lot of times they're the same thing. So that's, you know, you're saying, well, I don't know why I'm feeling this, but I seem to be feeling this or that, and it's not attached to any of my thoughts. I'm not really thinking these things. I just feel kind of blue, or I feel kind of excited today. So that's something to look at. You can always look at our great astrology readers. One of our favorites here is Tom Lesher. That's L-E-S-C-H-E-R. He does the Pele report, and he does it once a week, usually on Wednesdays. And he'll tell you everything that's going on for that week so you can piece it together. Oh, that's why I was feeling that. So let's start with the thoughts. You have a thought, and that invokes an emotion. And this can be caused by outside influences, something happens around you, or you're thinking thoughts on your own. For instance, I look good today. A good feeling. I'm excited to see so-and-so. That's a good feeling too. Did a good job today. Good feeling. Or I'm broke. I'm going to be alone forever. This is never going to work out. I hate so-and-so. We immediately feel the bad feeling of that. Okay. So if it comes from an outside influence, it can be something like, my boss is telling me I did a bad job, or this bitch just said some shit and I want to punch her in the nose, or this guy just hit my car. And then you can fill in the blanks for the positive influences. You know, this person said I look nice today, or, you know, I got an A on my test, or, you know, something that comes from outside that makes us feel a certain way. So either way...
Can I just ask a question, Nicole? So what I'm hearing from you is that, like, as far as the two emotions that you're dealing with within you, like, one is, like, manifested just from your own thoughts and ideas, and then the other one is like, what's going on in the environment and how it's directly hitting you, like, it, like how
right.
Someone says to you something, or if you got a grade on a paper and you react to something that's happening.
Exactly. One, you're coming up with on your own, and the other, you're reacting to what's happening outside.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So either way, whatever these thoughts are you're thinking, you're off and running in a direction, and unless you do something to stop it, those thoughts are going to gain momentum in whichever direction, good or bad, as long as you let them go. I mean, it can be all day. It can be an hour. It can be months, lifetimes of good thoughts or bad thoughts. But unless you do something to switch them, they're just going to keep going.
So when you think about the thoughts, we know instantly what a thought makes us feel. It's either good or bad, instantly. So let's think about what thoughts are we thinking on a daily basis? What are you telling yourself on a daily basis? And I see some people in the chat room. I'm going to continue to talk, but if you would like to call in and give us some of your real-life examples, please do. We would love to hear from you. So what are you thinking? What are you telling yourself? Usually what you are thinking about in the morning, what you're thinking about at night. Just because you slumber, you come in and out of when you sleep, you go right back into the vortex, into your natural state. But what you fell asleep with is probably what you're going to wake up with, and it's probably what you're telling yourself a lot of the time. So they usually go down to two different thoughts. Awesome thoughts or I suck thoughts.
That's pretty simple.
Right? You're either having a good day, you're thinking good thoughts, you're happy with yourself and your surroundings, or you're beating yourself up, or you're thinking, woe is me, and or this is never going to work, or why do I have this life? So, and then most of us oscillate between the two of them. Most of us, it depends on the day. I mean, nobody's really staying in, that's pretty extreme if you're staying in one place or the other. But you can look at where you generally are. So first, what do you do? What do you do to make your thoughts go in the direction that is pleasing to you? Take a mental tally to see where your thoughts are the majority of the day. So if you're thinking mostly I suck thoughts, then you're probably feeling sad, depressed, low energy, and sometimes this turns into anger, annoyance, or a lot of judgment. So sometimes you're so busy judging yourself, you can't help but judge other people. Are you moving around, Di? I can hear some interference there.
Okay. Let me go ahead. Is that better?
Very sensitive technology. Yeah, much better. So if you're busy judging yourself, you can't help but judge other people. Or you're so convinced that you're the suckiest person alive that you put everyone else on a pedestal. Everyone else is perfect. I'm the only one that sucks. Everyone else knows what they're doing. I'm the schmuck that didn't get the memo and has no clue, right? So taking a mental tally of your thoughts every day, see, that's your own research for you to look at yourself. What are you thinking? What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself that you're awesome or that you suck? It's really that simple. So where did the notes go? I'm trying the whole write it all out, see what we're talking about. So, okay. So if you're thinking thoughts that you don't like, that are not making you feel good, thinking those thoughts. And so you might say, but Nicole, I would stop them if I could, but I can't. I don't know how to. And this is where the practice comes in. But that's also where you're wrong. You can. You always can, because everybody's got free will.
everybody's choosing every day, all day, what they want. So once you look at where you're at and you see where you want to go, then you can make a different decision. And that's the whole reason why we're here, is to sift through the data and see what we want and what we don't want. If we know what we don't want, then we truly know what we do want. And that was supposed to be fun for us. I mean, this is what all our teachers, the clip that I was going to play, which I don't know, I'm still thinking about how we could do that without the Skype-a-roo, but Abraham talks a lot. Abraham is channels through a woman named Esther Hicks. And so we've come to call them Abraham Hicks. The she, he, you know, English needs to be stretched for these kinds of teachers. But they talk a lot about knowing what you want and knowing what you don't want and the contrast. The contrast is the reason why we came here, to be able to sift through all the data to know more about who we are and what we want. And the way to do that is to come into this physical body and to have these experiences. And we go, oh, well, I don't like that. Oh, this was great. I want more of that. So with these decisions that we're making, we're creating our vortex of creation. We're creating our vibration of the way that we want our life to go. So if we're having thoughts that are putting us in a place that is not where we want to be or doesn't feel good, then that's because we're not lining up with our own vibration. We're not lining up with what we've asked for. We're pulling ourselves away. We're pinching ourselves off with some sort of resistance. And resistance comes through in vibration. If you're thinking thoughts like, I suck, or, you know, usually it's not that simple. I say that because, you know, it's the blanket. But we wake up in the morning and we say, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills today. And, you know, I hate the way I look in the mirror, or, you know, this person is driving me crazy. And I just wish that, you know, these things could be different. But we sort of stop there. So directing your thoughts a different way. If you can talk yourself into it, you can talk yourself out of it. So if you're having all these thoughts of negativity, okay, let's say, well, I don't have the job and I can't pay my bills. All right. So what's a better thinking thought that you can choose? You can start to think about, well, what if I had $1 million? What if I was a millionaire? Automatically, it feels better. Now, you can talk yourself out, well, I'm not a millionaire. Well, I'm not. Well, okay, but what if I was? What if I was? What would I do today? How would that feel? What would my thought process be? If I didn't have to worry about money, what would I be thinking? And in the beginning, these things are exercises. You're going to go on and off and on and off, but it's just like a surfboard. In the beginning, you're always going to fall off. But if you really want it, you're going to get back on every time. And every time that you can stay on that surfboard longer, it's exhilarating. It's everything that you ever wanted. And then you fall off again. You go, ah, blah, blah. All right, I know how to do that. I see how that happened. Oh, just put my foot here. So it's really the same thing with our thoughts. So if we're having, I like to think a lot about the thoughts that we're having on our own, because that's the vast majority of our time. Even if you talk to people all day long, there are so many more thoughts that are going on in your head than the things that you're saying out loud. So that's really the most important place to look at and see where you're going. And all it takes is practice, one thought at a time. You don't have to fix the whole boat. It's impossible to think to fix the whole boat. Don't even bother. One thought at a time. Pick one of your negative dominant thoughts and ask yourself questions about that thought. Why am I thinking this? Do I really believe what I'm saying? And if so, why? Where did I get these beliefs? Did someone else tell them to me? Or did I decide from what I see around me that it must be my fault, that I don't have what I wanted in front of me, so it's my fault, or it's his fault, or it must be somebody's fault. Somebody must be responsible for this suckiness. But you're doing something to promote this feeling, the blues or the anger or the dissatisfaction. You're staying on a lower frequency with the thoughts that you're having. So you're on a lower frequency than source. Your source, your life force, you've stepped away from with thinking these lower vibration thoughts. And to me, this sounds easy. It's like, well, okay. So then why don't we all just, you know, set our thoughts? Well, because emotions are powerful things. They are powerful, and sometimes you can't work yourself out of it quite so quickly. Or your reasoning for these thoughts are pretty convincing. You may have been thinking them for a while, so they've become some sort of belief system.
One of the things, Nicole, when you're talking about thoughts and everything that comes to my mind was during a period of time when I was dealing with mania, racing thoughts, and the difference between just typical thoughts of, like, you know, doing ourselves well, you know, prepping the day, like we've talked about in the past about, you know, getting up and, you know, making gratitude lists or focusing on a list of something that you want to do today and bringing, you know, positive energy into your life and things like that. If you're suffering from what, you know, emotional disorders or anxiety disorders, racing thoughts is like on the height of mania, and it's almost impossible for some people to move away from racing thoughts to get into a normal thought process, to get into calm and relaxation. And I can definitely tell you that it can be done. It absolutely can be done. You don't have to live in a world of racing thoughts. And as humans, we do, depending on our stress level, we add to our own, you know, inability to move from racing thoughts to calmness. One of the things that I need to do, like I have to make certain of in order for me to stay away from that realm of, you know, rapid-firing thoughts, is to make sure that I have always have a set amount of sleep. Some people aren't like that, but I know for me it's super important to get 6 to 8 hours worth of sleep daily. To rejuvenate my cells, rejuvenate my mind. Mm-hmm. So taking care of yourself from, like, top down, making sure you exercise, that you talk.
Well, that's why meditation is so important, especially these days, because we are getting bombarded with a lot of energy from the cosmos, and it's all brand new. It's all brand new. And sometimes it's a lot, along with everything that we're doing to promote ourselves and be everything that we can be, and dealing with these thought processes that are belief systems that either we picked up along the way and somebody told us and we loved them and they cared for us, so we decided that they must know what they're talking about, or we decided on our own. So with meditation, that's where the whole idea of meditation to me is to quiet the mind, and or let the mind run wild so that you can stand back and be the observer. That's also important. with the emotions. Yeah. I think it's important with the emotions to be able to step back and be the observer. So meditation can really help us with that. Go on.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, I think of it in a way that when I meditate, I'm accepting exactly where I'm at. And if I'm meditating and my brain is racing, that's exactly where it needs to go right then and there. Because I think what we were looking at and trying to play that that tape, where she was talking a lot about resisting our emotions and holding back on feeling the feelings and feeling the emotions, we're actually, like, not doing ourselves some service. So we kind of, I think with emotions, you need to feel them. You need to be conscious of them. You need to be present in accepting your emotions and not resist them in order for you to move through them. I think the whole, you know, it's such a amazing thing. And I think about your practice of Tai Chi that you do, that you do regularly as part of your workout. I know that you do that, but that's a perfect example of physically and mentally and spiritually preparing yourself to move through emotional and states, you know what I mean? Like to dismantle your defenses and let it move through you and not take on so you become more peaceful, you know? And I'm just kind of relating it to my own experiences, knowing how awful it's been to have racing thoughts and emotions and really charged stuff. And then also being psychic and having that other part of it, which I think you'll touch on, but being empathetic and psychic and picking up on what others are feeling and trying to differentiate what is going on with between my feelings, other people's feelings, and then, like you said, the global consciousness, which is pretty amazing, too, because we've all said, I mean, there's not one person who hasn't said one way or the other, they looked at the traffic or the amount of phone calls that they got that day that were crazy and out of line or out of whack and said, oh, my God, it must be a full moon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Full moon's coming up in Gemini in a couple days, and I can already feel people insane. Add the holidays, layer that stress on, and we have an emotional battlefield that we're taking on every day,
mm-hmm.
you know?
The feelings are indicators of where we are. And so they're always telling us something. They're a great navigation tool for where we are and how far or how close or in we are in our own source, our own being, our own energy field. So anytime you feel that, really, it's the greatest navigation system you could possibly ever have because you don't have to think about it. You think something and it feels away. You see something, it feels away. Instantly, just like that. So when you know what's really going on with you, where are your triggers? Where are your triggers? What are you sensitive about? And then if somebody steps on that, you get angry at them. But if there wasn't a trigger there in the first place, there'd be nothing to step on. This person thinks that you're not doing a good job, you know you're doing a good job. So whatever, you don't like it, that's fine. But if you possibly agree with this person, go, uh-oh, well, maybe I'm not doing a good job. I'm not really sure. I don't know if I know quite. Then you can give your power away and go, okay, well, this person knows better. This person might be right. And then we start to pull ourselves away from our source, because source is where all the love is. That's why source and God and that's why these words are synonymous, because the God within us, the source within us, we want to be in alignment with it. And so if we're feeling something negative, then it's telling us that we got off the path. We're off-roading somewhere. And because of free will, we can decide how long we want to, you know, ride through the sand dunes or get back onto our path that is our path to knowing more about who we are and our own enlightenment. So feelings are definitely feeling the feelings, acknowledging the feelings, and letting them be what they are. I noticed in my journey as a child and as an Aries, I would have temper tantrums, and I know I had no idea sometimes why. Something triggered something. Okay, maybe something was bothering me and I could figure that out, but why did it go to this extreme where I'm crying and want to rip the sheets off my bed and punch walls and freak out? And a lot of times I really didn't know. It was just this overwhelming feeling. And my mother would come in and ask me, well, what's wrong, Nicole? And I would say, I don't know. But over time, usually only took a couple days, I would go, oh, I see. You know, I was stressed out about this, and I felt this about this person, and it all culminated into me just freaking out, you know, as a 4-year-old, 6-year-old, teenager, whatever. So to see where you're coming from, what these emotions are telling you, and sometimes being all right with not knowing why, but along with taking a tally of what you think most days, you can also say, wow, you know, I felt that feeling, felt really angry at that moment, you know, a couple days later, and go, why did I feel so angry? Why did that piss me off like that? And then you can ask yourself the series of questions. Is there a trigger there? Do I feel something already? I have a belief system in place that this person steps on a mine. Did they push a button? Or was this something that was an injustice in a way? Like, and when I say injustice, again, nobody can do anything. No one can make you feel any way. You make you feel this way. But if somebody does something, well, let me just finish the thought. If somebody does something that you don't like and you don't stand up for yourself, maybe you don't know quite that moment, like why you felt that way, well, then you can start to figure it out and go, oh, all right, you know, I think I need to say something next time I see that person. Like, you know what? Or you don't even have to bring it up. The next time, if it happens another time, you go, you know what, I realize I don't like that. So if that happens again, I'm going to say, you know what, like, I'm not really crazy about when you say X, Y, and Z. I'm just saying, I'm not crazy about that. Like, or you know, you, who are you to say that this is going on over here? Like, you don't really know, you know, and deal with it that way, you know, you so that you feel you have done justice to yourself. You know, you've spoken up for yourself. That's important. Go on. What were you going to say?
Yeah, that actually reminds me of that situation I was telling you about earlier today with a family member of mine and the way that I was being treated. And I it took me a long time to kind of figure out why I kept feeling you know, anger towards her, but it was really, I was angry that I wasn't sticking up for myself. So I was able to, after processing it, present, say, you know, it's not your behavior that, you know, it's partly behavior, but it's my fault for not saying that this bothers me, you know. But what I was going to say before was, like, you know, one of the things that I have difficulty with when expressing my emotions is, like, I don't necessarily know how to express emotions, like, when I'm thinking of the right words or the right, you know, how to say things, like how to tell people that I love them, or how to tell people that I'm angry, or how to bring those feelings into words.
That takes practice, for sure. And I think it definitely needs to be mentioned that women right now are learning how to express themselves, because now is a time in America, you know, I know in other places there's still, but overall, it's a time for women to express and learn how to express themselves, because there are these different stigmas. For instance, if a man says what he really thinks and he says it straight and he says it flat out just like that, a lot of times it's seen as confident, maybe cocky, maybe arrogant. But when a woman says what she really thinks flat out, blunt, it can be seen as bitchy, hardcore, you know, negatively, pushy, bossy. So, but I think this is interesting because the women are Dory Weavers, and we have the whole wheel in us. We feel everything. We make babies. So we need to be able to feel and channel and be both male and female because we make both. So for us to tell our story, we actually have an advantage. We can find a way to say what we have to say in a better way than, you know, just throwing it in someone's face or coming with all paunches up and muscles flexed and, well, I'm saying this. Oh, okay. We can find a better way. So, but I think we're all looking for that now. So I just wanted to make that distinction. For women to express themselves, it's an interesting thing. And to know how we're feeling with all the feelings that we feel.
There's a book out there. Sorry. There's a book out there right now that's on my to-read list for the winter. And it reminded me of some of the things that you said. It was It's Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. Have you heard of her? She's in business, and she's basically this. She explains exactly what you just said about, you know, women in the world and how we have a place, and if we are aggressive or if we say things that are forthright, then we're looked at as being bossy or bitchy instead of being a boss. You know what I mean? So I just saw another thing on TV the other day. There's a lot of advertisements about her book right now, but it definitely, I know it's been a strong, very influential, something on my to-read list. But
yeah,
that's a good
funny.
Point.
I saw an ad today for Pantene shampoo, which was all about male and female. If a man says this, he looks confident. If a woman says this, she's being a show-off. If she does this and he does, you know, all the contrast, and it really definitely. So, but that's why we're here. We're here in this time, space, moment to be able to express ourselves and also for men to be able to express themselves. We're all finding our male and our female sides right now, whether we like it or not. Men are becoming more sensitive and females are getting in touch with their male side. It can be supportive. It can be confident. It can also be aggressive. So we're all coming together. So how do you express yourself well? Well, I statements are a good thing because they're non-aggressive. You know, I feel when you said this, I felt that. Which, okay, I definitely agree with those. If you need to tell somebody what you're feeling, usually like in a relationship, you know, somebody says something and it hurt your feelings or it made you feel a certain way. But realize that when you're talking to this person and you say, I felt like this when you said or did this, the focus should be to look at what's happening with you. Because, again, it all comes back to you, to what you're thinking and feeling. If you didn't have a button there or there was nothing to press on, you wouldn't feel this way. But you can use this other person as a sounding board, especially in a relationship, because there's love there. There should be love there. So use that love for you to say, you know, I when you said that, I felt like this, and you can talk it out with that person, and they can tell you, well, because most of the time, the story we make up in our head is way worse than anything that's really actually happening. We can go to the depths of, you know, this person thinks I am blah, 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 the worst thing on the planet, and that's not at all what they were saying. So that's also helpful with communication. It's better than holding it and just sitting on it and just waiting for them to push on that again. Be like, you did that again. You said that eventually you're going to blow up. So especially with somebody that you're spending a lot of time with, and if there's an emotion that's negative that has happened because of something or someone did or said, then talking it out is a good thing, because then they can say, well, you know, that's not what I meant. I meant this. I was just saying this because of blah, blah, blah. And if there's trust there, you have to trust that that's where it's coming from. And then again, the emotions is a very good gauge, because if somebody's telling you something, you know, they can say something that they think is going to be popular or sounds good. Well, I just, because, and I didn't really, but you feel something stinks. You feel like, well, I don't know if that's really, you know, doesn't necessarily satisfy you right then. So you go, well, all right, that's their answer, but let me think about this. You know, why am I really feeling this? And again, that's the biggest you can do to help yourself, is when you're thinking something and you're feeling something about it, to ask yourself questions about those words that you're saying. So unless you have anything to add there, I'm going to go into the most popular things to worry about.
No, it was really good. I just think that even what we have to remember mostly, and this is exactly what you said, is that having emotions is not weak, you know, and they should, it should never be seen as weakness. But and sometimes we're told otherwise. I mean, I think of a lot of people who grew up in situations where they were told, you know, don't cry, I'll give you something to cry about, or, you know, we don't express our emotions in this house, we just don't talk about it and stuff like that. It's definitely not, it's empowering to get to your emotions and to be able to express them. So, yeah, it was good.
Great. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up again, because also, especially when you're in the self think and feel, sometimes we wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you're thinking all these negative things and you go, gosh, I would really love to get myself out of this. I would love to feel better, but I just can't find the way right now. Like, I just feel crappy. And to allow yourself to feel that way, because sometimes it can end up being a fight with yourself. You're like, come on, think something better. What's wrong with you? Come on. And then, you know, you're prodding yourself. It's not, I mean, again, being an Aries and being a warrior, I mean, I'll prod myself into many things. And a lot of times it can work, you know. I'm like, come on, just get it together. Like, is this what you want to do all day? Just be annoyed or sad, or is this what we're doing? And even if you say it like that, what's your answer? Sometimes your answer is, yeah, man, I don't know. I feel shitty, and I just want to feel this way today. Can we do that? And you got to let yourself do that, because you honor yourself and you love yourself. And you go, you know what? If that's what you want to do today, that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to feel sorry for ourselves, or we're going to feel angry, or whatever it is you're feeling that we can't find a way out of. Let's just do it. And then in the back of your mind, you can treat yourself like a child and be the parent. So do everything you can to make it a better day for yourself. You know, when your kid is just being, is just unhappy, you know, do little things like cook something they really like. Make something for yourself that you really like. And forget about the diet, you know, like, or just say, you know, all those things I had on my list today, fuck it. I'm not doing any of it. You know why? Because I feel like feeling like shit. That's what I feel like. And just allowing yourself to do that, you can get out of it quickly. Now, again, with doing that, you have to be the type of person that, you know, if a few days go by, eventually you're going to get annoyed with it. I mean, you know, clinical depression is a whole other thing because you can get stuck in months or years or whatever, and that's where the same thing, if you have that kind of depression or not, the days that you feel good, because no, all the days are never the same. There's better, there's worse, there's middle. So when you're feeling better, milk it for everything that it's worth. Really enjoy yourself. Really do. I feel good today. Let's do all those things. Let's do this, let's do that. And appreciate yourself for it. Go, wow, I had a really good day today. I did this, I did that. Without putting pressure on tomorrow needing to be the same way as today was. Sometimes I do that with myself. If I have a really good day, I expect to wake up the same way tomorrow, which is a good way to think. But sometimes if you don't wake up the same way the next day, you're like, well, what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling this way? All right, well, but today is this day, so let's have some self-talk. Let's ask ourselves why we're really thinking this. Are there better thinking thoughts that we can come up with? So from that, I'll go into the most popular things that we can either worry about or feel good about. I'll just name them off and then get more specific. Once again, if you would like to call in, please do. We're going to go until 8:30 if people call in and tell us what's going on with you. The call-in number is 213-816-0357. So most popular things are, one, money. Feel good about it? You feel bad about it. Two, how I look, my age, my weight. Three, love, romance, relationships, which is, can also be, you know, when am I going to find the person? Time, which equals old age, death, or not enough time to do fill in the blank. And then the fifth and final one is children, family, friends, and other people. So unless somebody calls in, I'll go in and tell a little about, you know, okay, money. Money. What do we think when we think about money? And if you're feeling good, well, you don't really need it. So
one of the things I like to tell, I mean, all of these things, Nicole, that you talked about, these are the primary things that people come to me as a tarot card reader, and they want to know exactly about these very specific things. If I had to do the top 10 lists of why people come to a tarot card reader, they want to know about money, their job, their relationships, their children, time, things like that. So I try to think personally about money when I think about, I try to substitute that word for abundance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because abundance, that's a great message right there. Money, when we think of ourselves as vibrational beings and part of this vast universe and God and outside of this earth that we live in, do you think any of these spirits are thinking about money, are thinking anything about money? It doesn't matter. Money is a vibration one of many vibrations of abundance. It translates into abundance, have not. Okay. But Bashar, who is another teacher that I listen to, he gives the definition of abundance as the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it, period. End of sentence. Do you hear anything about the word money? No. If you have the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it, you are abundant. If you can feed yourself, if you have a roof over your head, if you can see your friends, if you can do what you want to do on a daily basis during your time here, dealing with what you have around you. You may not have everything, but you have things that you can do that mean something to you. Then you're abundant. You're abundant. But of course, in this world that we live in, money is important. Okay, so you can think all kinds of lacking, poverty-like thoughts, or you can think the opposite. You can think, well, but what is it like if I have money? And, well, but, all right, I might not have all this money that I want, but can I still enjoy myself today? Am I working on something? Am I working on something that really means a lot to me? Maybe I'm not making money from it right now, but isn't that the point of life? To do what you love to do, to follow your bliss? And who's to say that you will never make money at this? I mean, that's usually how abundant people aren't doing it for the money. They're doing it because they love it. And that's why everyone loves it, and that's why people want to pay for it. So if you're doing something because you think it's going to make you money, money doesn't really mean anything to us. It's just a means to do what we want to do. So to relax the vibration of, oh, I need these dollars. Like, when you realize, like, think about what money really is. Money's a concept. It's a piece of paper that we said, in God we trust, that I owe you $5. So I have this $5. I mean, it's very much on this. Our system is built on debt, so it already has a negative vibration, and we're already squeezed in this time of limitation. But that's why you're here. You chose to show up now in this time of extreme contrast to go, yeah, all right, I hear you, money, 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 and I hear you, world and Wall Street and banks that need blah, blah, blah. All right, but you know what? I'm going to follow my bliss. Why? Because I came here to live the life that I wanted to live, and I know that I have an inner guidance system, which is my emotions, that tell me what I like and what I don't like. So I'm going to follow what I like, and I'm going to do what I really love, and I'm going to trust that the money's going to be there and see what happens. So just that, and then every day you chip away at those belief systems. Maybe your parents had trouble with money. Maybe they told you you needed to work really hard to get everything that you get. Well, you better put in the time, and, you know, unless you're going to climb some sort of corporate ladder, well, you're never going to blah, blah, blah. Okay. I mean, what's the point? I came here to climb some sort of ladder? Is that what we're doing? For what? To just get pieces of paper? For what? I mean, that just fundamentally sounds ridiculous. And I think that's why we have so much trouble with it.
One of my thoughts there, and you kind of touched upon it before, is like what we chose to be born into. And we have ages, you know, like the golden age and the you know, the depression and this, that, you know, it's just, those types of things, the choices that we chose to kind of be in this type of world that we're in. So as a group, like, we're, I think, the consciousness shift, I know that people are working on becoming more abundant, but there's also, like, a huge pull to become, there's a huge pull of poverty in this planet, too. Like, I think our perception is really off as to what the reality is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, the contrast is ridiculous. When you look at, there was a site that did, actually, it's on my personal page, Nicole Tomasini, like 8 out of 10 Americans think is really happening. What we think is really happening is, you know, a sliding scale. And, yeah, there's a lot of poor people, and there are a lot of people that have a lot more money. But what's actually going on is way worse than what most of us think, that scale of all the humans.
I saw that video, and I didn't see it just on your page, but I saw it other places. Like, it was just something, and people, I guess, can Google it, but the reality of what the distribution of wealth is and how amazingly we are off in what we're told and what the reality is. And I think what you were saying is to just keep focusing on abundance and doing what you love to do. And you know who I think of when you're talking about that is Mother Teresa. She was, you know, she just had a mission. She needed to do things, and when she needed money, money was there. And it's just fundamentally, like, you know, when you have something to do, when you have a purpose, the universe provides. So it's the same need, the universe providing.
Yeah, when you have a purpose, the universe provides. And also, you are aligning your vibration with your purpose, and then abundance comes because you're aligning with the love vibration. I love to do this. And so the love vibration is very abundant. And so you're bringing yourself, and then by being in a loving vibration, you're putting yourself in your vortex of creation, which is everything you've ever asked for. I mean, I can't figure out how to play. If you want to look it up, what I was going to play, it's Abraham Hicks, Your Emotions Are Indicators of Your Resistance, about 6 minutes. But when you're in the vibration of love, in your vortex of creation, which also means that you're lining up with everything that you've put in your vibrational escrow, you've launched these rockets of desire, which happens when you go, well, I don't want this, I want this. Well, you just launched the rocket of desire. Well, this is terrible, I want that. Well, that's another rocket of desire. And so we're launching these all the time throughout our entire life. I mean, Abraham says in this video, even before you could speak words, you were launching rockets of desire, and they were getting met. So it's all about us getting in alignment with our own vibration of what we've asked for. And the only way that we don't get what we ask, pinching ourselves off in some sort of resistance, where we're deciding that we're less than, or we're deciding that this isn't going to work out, or we're deciding that, well, I guess I'm just not going to have money, or thinking about, well, anything that, you know, you fill in the blank, this lack idea. And so the thoughts are producing an emotion. And the emotion is telling you where you are in your vibrational vicinity. So if you feel bad, it means you're not lining up with yourself. But again, this takes a lot of self-talk. We have to learn how to talk ourselves into things and places that we want to be and out of things that are not serving us. And it takes practice. Again, meditation, great thing. Exercise, great thing, because it's going to release a lot of those chemicals that sometimes just make, you know, our body isn't releasing, so our minds are just running wild because it doesn't know what else to do with this energy. And getting good sleep, sure, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, if you have too many thoughts, you have trouble sleeping, so to go through a nightly ritual, very good, very good idea of relaxing the thoughts, relax. So when you really take a look at where your thoughts are going, you'll tell a lot about yourself. And to direct, again, I'll say it again. During the day, you have a lot of thoughts, and you'll see with some recognizance of yourself, all right, well, you know, 70% of the day, I'm worried about X, Y, and Z. So what's the better thinking thought? How would I want it to be? For instance, how do I look? It's a very physical thing. How do I look? How old am I? How much do I weigh? We've got numbers and thoughts for all of them. What if I want to be 30 pounds lighter and 10 years younger, but I look in the mirror and I look like this and I don't like it? What do? And every time I look at myself and every time I put on clothes, I feel crappy. What do? Well, what's happening now was created in the past. Nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. This is the physical reality. But what you think about now is creating your future. So whatever your predominant thoughts are now, going to make the future be what you want it to be. So if you're constantly focused on being fat or being old or being ugly, you're going to stay right there. Other people may or may not see it, but you're going to feel that way for sure because you're thinking and you're feeling. And so that's your reality. But if you start to think in a different way, well, let's say I'm a voluptuous woman. You can say, well, if I were a Rembrandt or a Rubin painting or a goddess or living in most any other time in history, I would be the belle of the ball. I would be what every man is looking for. Society is saying right now I'm supposed to weigh 97 pounds, but in Greek mythology and most of our art history, women don't look like that. They don't look like Twiggy. It's none of that. So, okay, it's a time that we live in. So do I need to subscribe to what they're saying? How about I feel good about who I am because I look like a goddess. I look like these paintings. I feel good in my body. Yeah, I have a lot of clay to work with and duh, but I am a being and I'm feeling my bigness. I'm feeling my big aura, my wholeness. And then you can still want to lose weight. Maybe you're uncomfortable within yourself. But to think these thoughts of being comfortable in yourself, even if it's just for a few moments, it's very helpful to help your vibration go in the correct way, in a way that's going to be pleasing to you. And then while you're thinking these thoughts of, I feel good of myself about myself, you know what, I feel so good about myself, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work myself out. I'm going to feel what my body feels like, and I'm going to see what it can do. I'm going to feel my muscles. I'm going to stretch it out, do all these things. And I'm going to eat food that makes me feel good, doesn't make me feel guilty. And you know what? If I do eat something that usually would make me feel guilty, what if I think, you know, thin people can eat these things all the time? So how about before I eat this, I channel me some thin vibrations, some thin thoughts, and see what that can do. So, you know, without specific examples, I'm giving you a lot of the overview, but we can all relate to these things that we think about. This is what our world is all about, right? Money, how do I look? Love, romance, relationship. I think we'll definitely do an episode on being alone versus being lonely. Just because you're alone does not mean you have to be lonely. And just because you're alone now does not mean you're going to be alone forever or possibly even for the next week or month. Like, you don't know who's showing up. You don't know. So you can either put yourself in a place of excitement for what's coming. I know that someone is coming into my life. How do you know? I don't know. I just know. I just feel it because I'm asking for it, what I want. So let me think about what this person might be like. Let me fantasize, but I know it can happen any day without any expectation. You know, again, this is a dance. It's a balancing act. Because you're putting expectation, you don't want to, you know, you're like, oh, I didn't meet the guy today. Forget it. It's not going to happen. Well, all right, chill out. Because, again, you're making a decision that's putting you in a place where you don't want to be. You're like, well, what, we're back in the I suck category? Like, what happened there? You know, So looking forward to what's happening. And also being alone. If you're alone right now in terms of, you know, you don't have your a partner or somebody who's, you know, going through life, you're running at the same pace together, it's definitely for a reason. Maybe you need to know what it is to be full and wholly complete within you right now before you had somebody else. I know with myself, I know how I am or how I used to be. Someone else, you know, I'm team oriented. So I look to them, we become a team. But when I'm alone, I do everything. I've learned to do everything myself. And of course, you know, as a woman, you feel things, you're like, oh, well, why do I have to do this? If it was only a man or something, but I would have to remind myself, all right, Nicole, you're alone, it's for a reason. And this is what, don't you want to be complete and whole in yourself before somebody else comes around? And isn't it great to know that you can do all these things on your own? Isn't it great that you can be everything you need to be? You don't need someone. You can want someone. And that's great. Empower yourself. Talk yourself into your own empowerment. And you can have so much fun on your own. I mean, I'm an only child, and so alone, I've learned to understand it through trials and tribulations and bliss, and now I long for it. You know, I like having my alone time so much. I need it. I like talking to myself. I like just being with myself. I like not having to talk at all. And then, you know, you incorporate other people. So were you going to say something, Di?
Oh, I was just, you know, I was thinking, I was going to just interrupt real quick because I have to kind of sign off in a few minutes. And I know that we're going to, you know, if someone wants to call in, they can definitely finish up and chat with you about it. But I did want to thank you for our spirit therapy last week. That we did a little bit because I've been doing a lot of work and putting a lot of the things that we discuss on the show into practice. And I actually made a lot of progress with my subconscious and was able to bring that into my regular progress. I didn't know if you want to take a minute to talk about that or if we could talk about it on the next show. It's really not like it's not a big deal.
I'm sorry, say it again. The progress?
The progress that I made on my subconscious dreaming that we were talking about before?
Yes, please tell that story. That was a good story. Go on.
It's pretty amazing, and I really do have to give a lot of attributes to the spirit therapy and the
just evaluating what we've been doing and a lot of things that you were talking about, Nicole, about getting up and refocusing your day. And there was a couple things that you were talking about this, like through this particular show, that really resonated with me. And like prime example was like emotions, like how other people can affect your emotional state and how you can speak up for yourself. And I was talking a little bit about one of my family members, and every single time I spoke with this person in the morning, her fears and anxiety about the way that I was living was so projected on me. And I finally stood up for myself, and I was like, I appreciate the concern, but it puts me in a funk the rest of the day. So I switched. I was like, I'll still talk to you. I still want to hear from you. I still want to be part of your life. I just don't want to talk to you in the morning to, like, set my day off to be real crappy. It was really great training to be able to take charge of your emotions and, like, when you feel them and when you want to feel them. You know what I mean? So, like you said, you like being alone, but you choose to be with people when you want to be around those people. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that was a really good...
And changing the channel. That was another thing that Abraham was talking about. You know, if you don't like what's going on around you, change the channel. Why don't you change the channel? And so by saying what you know, listen, I would rather not talk to you, because every time I talk to you, you're just telling me the negative, and I'm not interested in that. So I'm going to just not call you.
It really helped. And I had this dream. It's a reoccurring dream. And I brought it to my therapist over and over again, and he just listened to it, and he says it's a real common dream. So I'm sure if it's a common dream, some of our listeners may have had it. But, and I posted it on Facebook once or twice, and I did get response. People have had this dream. I'm at school, you know, and learning. You know, we spend most of our young adulthood and our young life at school, and there's a lot of anxiety that comes around school. Every single time I'm in this particular dream, I'm in either high school or college, and it's coming to the end of the semester, and I've taken 5 classes, but out of the 5, I've not shown up for 2 classes. I don't know where they are. I don't know who the teachers are, and I know I'm failing, and I don't know how to get to my locker, how to find my books, how to figure out where these classes are to get the work done to resolve some of my grades, or at least take the class again. So, and I wake up, and I've had this dream hundreds of times. I can't even tell you. It happens all the time. Doing some of the work with you and taking some of your suggestions and putting into practice of positive thinking, just this week I had a dream, and I love this about, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, things are different. I dreamt that I was at school, I was reaching that end of the semester, I thought I was not taking those classes, and it was the same dream over again, still couldn't get out of it. I found my locker, and what I did in my dream and what I saw was I had posted my class schedule on my locker so I could see all 5 classes. I knew exactly what they were. I opened up my locker, and there were all my books that I needed for those 5 classes, and I was able to successfully read and progress and complete all 5 classes. So I know, like, subconsciously, I've stepped forward into completion, and I can put that into daily practices into my regular life, into knowing the things. And like the video that we both got to hear with Abraham Hicks, she talked about little places when you know what you don't know, you're closer to knowing what you know, and it was that sense of, I know that I can complete this, and so I can complete other things in my life, and it was a big step.
Yeah, when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want, and that's great that your subconscious tells you so many things. You know, first you're lost and fucked. You're like, oh, you know, that is a very typical anxiety dream. A lot of
performers, I have that one where I'm on stage or I'm going on stage and I don't know what my lines are and I don't know what the play is and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But to have the same recurring dream and then they go, oh, okay, here's my schedule and here's my books. I mean, that's great. That's definitely progress.
It was almost like I had put them there ahead of time in my dream. So when I went back, I was like, oh, there they are. I put this ahead. I listed it right out there because I knew I'd forget them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was
interesting. It's finding your own foundation, your own comfort zone. So, yeah, that's very interesting. I was thinking, I know you have to go, and I could probably just talk for a few more minutes about, you know, what happens when other people are saying things or when you're feeling other people's things. So if you need to sign off, Di, go ahead. Thank you so much.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to the rest of your show on mute. So you don't have to listen to me drive away.
Cool.
But I wanted to thank everyone tonight, and I always have a great time with you. So I will talk to you soon.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Di. We actually have a caller here. 843, you're on the air.
Yeah, I came on the show kind of late, but your show seems to be pretty amazing. You guys get a lot of good information.
Thank you
very
much.
That's my grandson.
Cool. Thank you. Do you have any questions for us? Do you want to keep listening on? Or?
Yeah, on that spiritual level, how do you kind of get to that place where you know or where you are? And like I said, I came on the show kind of late. I know it's definitely about high spirituality. I don't know if it's specifically about connecting with your intuition, your higher self, or whatever.
Well, today we're talking about navigating your emotions. So it's definitely about connecting with your higher self because your higher self is the one that's telling you that's not in alignment with who we really are. Or, oh, this is exactly in alignment with who we really are. So we're talking about the emotions being our guidance system. And what happens when other things happen that make us feel a certain way. So I was going to talk about, you know, when other people do things that you don't necessarily like, and they make you feel a certain way, well, make you feel a certain way already is giving your power away to somebody else. Nobody's making you feel a certain way. You're just going along with what they're saying or their vibration, which also connects with if you're empathic. I mean, what's your name, by the way, caller?
Oh, my name's Eddie.
Eddie. Have you ever just picked up on somebody else's vibes and you know, either they're contagious in a positive way? You're like, wow, I mean, I was feeling kind of crappy before I came here, but this person's so positive, I'm riding with that. Or I was feeling fine, and then I came to this party, and I just, I don't know what's going on in here. Have you ever felt anything like that?
Definitely. That's happened quite a few times, you know. I tend to try and play with that kind of energy to see, at least for the positive of it anyway, if I could kind of change it, you know, to positive. Because I know a lot of times, just like what you're saying, it's basically mind over matter. You know, I've had to go through those kind of situations, which as somebody said to me when I was younger, you know, if your energy is light, somebody's energy is heavy, either somebody's energy is going to change or you're going to have to part, you know, because it's not exactly harmony, you know, even though they're two different sides of a pole, you know, but there's still basically no real balance there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, sometimes you're doing your both of you a favor by just removing yourself from the situation. Yeah, somebody,
right.
or you got to change the vibration, make yours the dominant vibration. And that goes along with also, you know, if you're picking up on other people's vibrations, the best way to deal with that is when, if you know what you're thinking and feeling, and you've already done what we've talked about in the last hour of, you know, I know where I'm at, I know what I'm thinking, I know why I'm feeling the way I am when it comes to myself. And then when you bump into somebody else, you're like, okay, you're feeling that. That's fine. That's over there. That's you. I can still continue to be myself and continue to have this good vibration. And if I stay here, you're right. Either going to have to come with you, or it's going to be a constant discord. And a lot of times people will come with you. If you create a vibration of positive, everyone wants to feel loved and feel positive, so they will come with you. It's amazing. The light is always stronger than the dark. So easily. It's just a matter of if we remember our own light and we remember our own love. And all we really need to remember is loving ourselves and our own light. And then if you want to come with me, great. If you don't, great. That's fine. And stay where you are. So that's a great thing because, you know, we're always coming into contact with other people and we got to be able to navigate that and stay in our own good vibration while everybody else is doing whatever they need to do for themselves. So where are you calling from, Color?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Huh. Very nice. You have a beautiful voice and a lovely energy.
Thank you. Thank you. And you do also. You know, it's a beautiful show.
Thank you very much. Cool. So unless you had any other questions for our last 7 minutes, do you have any other questions?
Yes. As far as like shielding your energy, just like to say, you know, when you're in an environment and sometimes, you know, we have to be there just like, you know, you work in an office setting and there's some people and, you know, next to your cubicle or whatever, and they're, you know, very negative, you know, it's like they carry that energy around like a cloud. How can you basically, like, shield yourself from
mm-hmm.
that energy and at the same time send them positive energy?
Mm-hmm. Question. So one thing is to envision your ball of light, your encapsulating light. That is your love, your God source, everything that you are, filling yourself with your own bubble of positive energy. So it's like creating a vortex of good energy around you. So that's a buffer. And then whatever feeling you feel from these other people, on top of that, you can breathe and send it back to them and say, you know what? This is your energy. This is yours. It's not mine. So you breathe it right back to them. And you do that a few times. This is your energy, not mine. Your energy, not mine. And along with that ball of light, you send it right back to them. And you let them, because it's all about free will, isn't it? You have free will, you choose what you want, and they choose what they want. Whatever vibration they want to be on, God bless, God love, fine, that's yours. Mine over here, this is how I want to feel. So that separation of, and also I like to think of Jesus' words of, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. So to have compassion for people, because if you're operating on some sort of negative vibration, you're automatically away from your own source. And so you're lost. You're somewhere that you don't, we all know you don't want to be. Everyone wants to be in love. So if you're operating on some sort of lower level, you're lost. at this moment. And we all know what it is to be lost. We all know what it is to feel unworthy. So to have compassion for these other people and allow them to do whatever it is that they're doing while staying in your own vibration. And then you can, once you've released this is yours, not mine, and stay in your own ball of light, then you can start to have your own thoughts and hopefully just forget about them, forget about what they're doing, and think your own fun thoughts. You know, turn on the cartoons in your head and watch something funny, or, you know, what physically or in your own head. Feel how you want to feel regardless of how they feel. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I thank you for that. And I thank you for the okay to have a Looney Tune moment also.
Absolutely. Comedy is the best healer. The best healer. When you can laugh at yourself and you can laugh at others and you can laugh at the situation and you can just have a goofy moment. I mean, you know, laughter has healed cancer and everything else. So, you know, yeah, that's really great. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Eddie. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Ashe, thank you for being you.
Thank you. All right, well, thank you so much, everyone that has listened, and we always love to hear from you, by the way, and Eddie, if you want to give me your email right now, we're running a special of 20 to, I'm thinking maybe even 30 minutes if you're an interesting person, of free sessions, private sessions via Skype or email, and you can leave your email on our Facebook page, Spirit Therapy with Nicole. Or anytime you call in, you can give us your email and we will honor your free session anytime next year. So thank you
awesome.
All very much. Yeah. And yeah, Eddie, if you want, Spirit Therapy with Nicole on Facebook, give me your email and we'll set up a time.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
Cool. Very nice. All right, well, let's play us out with a little, let's go with a little Santa baby. How about that on our 60 seconds? Peace and love to all of you. Thank you, Eddie, for calling in, and we will see you next week.
Indeed, thank you. Be blessed all.
Next year.